Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. Very excited about having Chuck Baker back on the show. Chuck is a very interesting guy. He has a very interesting job. He's the president of the American Short Line and Radio and Railroad Association. And you may not know much about short line railroad organizations, but almost certainly something that you've touched in the last week or month or year came across the short line railroad. And so they're a big part of the supply chain, the logistical part of the supply chain. And we've asked Chuck to join us and give us the news. Hey, Chuck, welcome back. Chuck Baker.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim. I'm thrilled to be here. I had a lot of fun the first time I was on, and happy to be back.
Well, it's good to have you here. And as you know, I'll remind my audience, my family goes way back in the railroad business. When my dad and my father and his two older brothers retired, let me rephrase that. The year my grandfather retired, my grandfather and his three oldest sons, including my dad, had 125 years of service together on the railroad. And then my dad and mom ran a short line railroad like the folks you work for. Tell the audience what a short line railroad is. Tell us about the population, the industry, and a little bit about those folks.
Yeah, I'll be thrilled to. And I remember the conversation about your family the first time, and it sounds like what they ran was actually a pretty typical short line. To say what a short line is, I'll divert the first like 10 seconds just to the overall freight rail network in the country. So the country is crisscrossed by about 150,000 miles of freight railroad track. And most of that track, and certainly the companies most people have heard of, if they've heard of any, right, are what we call Class 1 railroads. Those mm-hmm. are kind of our big brothers. So that's like BNSF and Union Pacific,
Norfolk,
and CSX and Norfolk Southern, exactly. Mm-hmm. So those are the main arteries of the freight rail network. But there are actually another 600 freight railroads. Those are the small business freight railroads. Those are the short line freight railroads, that's who I represent. And that's, I think, why I'm here on the Small Business mm-hmm. Radio Hour. So if you think of it, those 600 small business short lines are basically the branch lines, or what used to be the branch lines of the big Class 1 railroads, or sort of the first mile and last mile piece of the network. So they typically mm-hmm. are, you know, think of a typical one as like a 30-mile piece of track that goes, you know, connects off of Norfolk Southern and goes, you know, deep into rural Alabama. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of one line, and it might have a dozen employees, and it might have seven or eight customers.
If you see a single track beside some commercial factory, some business out there, you see a single track that's near one of these operations, that's more than likely, that is a short line rail. It might be, it might not be. We used to have something called the IMCO Local, which is where one of those big companies ran it back and forth. But that's where they're more concentrated, and it's not out in the country, as you say. So, but go ahead. And these are typically just a few miles long, right?
Yeah, that's right. A typical one might be, you know, 10, 20, 30 miles long. You know, they do come in all shapes and sizes. Some of them are literally a mile long. Some of them are 1,000 miles long. But the typical one you might think of is like 20 or 30 miles, and it would, you know, connect the main Class 1 track to, you know, maybe one industrial park. And there might be a chemical company there and a furniture company. And,
right.
You know, a grain company.
And they'll have a car will come in. The Norfolk Southern will drop it off on a siding. It'll be locked up, and the short line company will pick up that car or those cars, and they'll take them down and they'll drop them off on the sidings of the companies, and they'll be sealed up, and you'll be able to go, and if you own the company, you break the seal and get your stuff off. How many of these are privately owned, and how many are municipal owned?
The vast majority are privately owned. I'd say probably over 500 out of the 600 total are pure privately owned.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, maybe 10% or so are municipal owned. And then even for the ones that are municipal owned, a smaller percentage than that are actually run by the municipality.
Right. They have
and most times, even if the... Yeah, they'll contract it out to a
right.
private company.
But they still own the railroad and the line. They just hire somebody to do
right.
it. So we're going to take a quick break. When Chuck and I come back, we're going to talk about how the current supply chain challenges that we have are impacting the short line and how they're impacting it as well. 22, right back with Chuck Baker. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.